Hello, good afternoon. It's Sean Paul Day, and I'm just here at the top room at City Hall for the UKIP initiative of the knowledge. There's quite a few people here. There's a few knowledge students. Grant from the LCDC was part of the panel. So was Dean Warrington from WizAn. And there was the lovely Frances, who was given a layman's view of what she thinks about the knowledge. I'm just about to talk to Grant now and ask him how it went. Grant.
They need to.
Just for London Taxi Radio. How do you think it went here today?
I think everyone's in no illusions the plight of the cab trade and subsequently the plight of the knowledge. I think there's 600 on the knowledge. I mean, people listening to this are probably sitting in their cabs will probably have a deep intake of breath. I think it's scandalous.
It's a little bit insulting, isn't it, that TfL doesn't turn up?
I mean, it is insulting that TfL don't turn up. They regulate. They run the knowledge, yeah? And yet they won't turn up to talk about it. Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely disgrace. And like I said, this is why we are in a mess. We got a regulator who not only doesn't regulate, but who cherry-picks what they want to do. They won't come here today because they'd be asked hard questions. And they don't want to be put under the spot.
Well, they don't answer them anyway, do they?
Well, they know, as we've only found out too well at the club, that we have to go through FOI requests to get anywhere. You know, thank God they've reaped benefits for the cab driver with the sexual assaults for Uber drivers. They would never ever tell us that.
Yeah, it's a shame they wouldn't put some initiative behind Terry and Lee.
They've
done a fantastic campaign at the moment.
For
the knowledge, and it's really all drivers, isn't it? Photographed in their cab. It's basically the same picture using a whole array of cab drivers.
Yeah, just showing the diversity within the trade. You know, I think we know that most of the trade is 70% white British, and the rest of it's made up with the rest. I wanted to show that diversity. But interestingly, talking to the schools, we know that the difference is reversed in the schools, and that most guys coming through now, 70%, are non-white British.
Yeah, maybe so, that information needs to get out. But where can people see these photographs?
Lee?
Basically, they're spread out all over London on the 29 digital billboards spreading around sort of inside the M25. So if you're going around the M25 around by Heathrow, there's a big long one that's out there, which is showing it to everybody on the M25 lanes. Streatham, Shepherd's Bush, Brent Cross, the A40, by Rotherhithe Tunnel, Blackwall Tunnel approach. They're spread out everywhere. But the important thing about it is that it's promoting the knowledge. It's promoting the fact that that this trade is in fact open to all. And that everybody that signs up for it can achieve it and can pass it.
Yeah. The thing is, Grant, we came here last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I mean, what do you think could come of this?
Well, I think David Curtin's just said that some of the suggestions that was made today from WizAn about doing away with the redlining procedures, having to look at the cost of people joining up as a cabbie, which you could say is a barrier to entry.
Yeah.
If you've got no money and you think, I live with mum and dad, I want to do the knowledge, all of a sudden you've got to pay £700 to sign up. That's a real barrier to entry.
You know, when there was a...
Not like Uber barrier to entry, where they say the DBS check on drivers is a barrier to entry, and it should be that to the discretion of the passengers to rate the driver 1 to 5. Yeah?
Well, when we did the knowledge, we didn't have to pay a fee. It was paid for by license. It was taxi drivers' fee money, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that was the thing.
Yeah.
Cab drivers, it was like the only trade where cab drivers actually paid for more cab drivers, like in effect the opposition.
So
you could take their money.
You have 110 minicab drivers now, but none of them are paying into, say, people to do the knowledge, including them if they wanted to.
No, you've got to look at what the knowledge is can bring to this trade as well. Like, well, every single one of us has done it. You know, we've all done for like the three or four years of studying. You know, as you say, the years going back, it was paid for by the drivers. Every single driver that's got a badge now has a duty of care to preserve the future of the knowledge. So if it goes back to you know, the drivers paying a small amount onto their licenses or whatever it's going to be, you know, to preserve the knowledge, then, you know, I think we need to be doing that.
Well, you would have thought so, wouldn't you? It's just it's not happening. So, big question: how do you think we can motivate drivers to get up and do something? It's an insoluble question, really, isn't it? It can't be answered.
I think people have to understand as well that all the while we're worrying about TfL, right? TfL are the people that are just our regulator, but they can't control us.
Yeah.
They can't control our promotion, they can't control our advertising. So if we want to promote the knowledge, we can go out there and promote it on a massive scale. But what we need to do is every single cab driver needs to do, and every single business within the trade, every single garage, insurance company, everything, they all have to get behind it. And we're the only people that are within the trade that can sustain like the future of the knowledge.
Who's going to bring that about though? That's my concern. I think it's a brilliant idea. I've heard some great stuff, but who's actually going to make this happen? Who's going to head it up? And then you're going to get factions say, well, I'm not going to be working with him. That's
just out of interest, Lee, how many garages or other stakeholders other than taxi drivers are contributing to London Taxi
two.
That is terrible, isn't it?
There's two garages, and then there's two independent drivers as well that have like a fleet, fleet of their own.
The trouble is, I think it is a little bit different because we have vested interests involved in the trade, where their interest isn't really on retaining the knowledge, because they could see that as a barrier to entry to getting drivers on board.
Right.
Then where's the incentive for them to say, let's push for the knowledge? I think that's the problem.
But Dan made a good point earlier, like particularly like certain apps. That are, you know, they're advertising the knowledge, you know, for our, you know, our services that are better than private hire, and it's because of the knowledge. So why aren't they contributing?
I wish they'd answer that. They have been asked
That has to be, you know, that's something that should be asked to them.
I think someone hit on it earlier on in the meeting as well, that, you know, there are so many businesses within our trade that are just taking. And they're not really, you know, fundamentally giving back. They might give back on certain things like over charity runs and things like that. But when you're talking about the future of our trade...
Or their brand.
Or promoting their brand. But when you're talking about the future of our trade, you know, it's not just TfL's fault. You know, at the end of the day, we have to sort of like, you know, help ourselves as well. You know?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And we have to come together.
Yeah.
And that might be all we are left with, that we have to do.
What about some of the places where we go to eat? Do they, perhaps they should, are they any of them contributing?
There's a lot of people that take from us, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's getting out there, and one thing that me and Terry spoke about was when we did the campaign about the knowledge, is by getting it out there and getting people seeing it on the screens, then it's gonna sort of like trigger a few people's.
Yeah, but it puts it back in the front of their consciousness, doesn't it?
Don't get me wrong. Some people have been negative and come back to us and said, you know, why are you promoting the knowledge? Why are you not promoting the use of a taxi? And think, because, you know, at the end of the day, the knowledge is the future of the trade.
And we're in crisis. It's a crisis. Absolutely.
You know, we've seen today from the numbers that have been said that the fall in it, 78% down.
I think we need to. I've said that before. I'm going to try and get that put on the LCDC Twitter feed and Facebook pages, so drivers can see for themselves, you know, how bad things really are. You know. And that video was done in a bit of humour at the beginning, but at the end, you were like,
I think it got there. I think it was quite sombre, and I felt quite choked at the end of it, to be honest. Yeah. Reading in figures.
I think other drivers need to see that.
They do. Might be an eye-opener for some. Maybe.
Might be for some, yeah.
The issue is, how do we reach those people that are not on social network? Because you've got a lot of drivers out there. I mean, a lot of that message is out there with those.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't get me wrong here, but I think obviously a lot of that comes from, from the trade papers as well. You know, instead of just putting load of old rubbish in trade papers all the time, going over the same old stuff, we need to be promoting more things like obviously the videos and the links and the promotion of the knowledge and what we can do to help it. Get the interaction from people that are going to sit there and read as well. You know, it's not just everybody that's going to be on social media. You're never going to reach them all.
But when it comes to talking about
the trade, you've got to look at what, you know, every aspect of our trade that we can reach. We've got you know, publications like The Badge, and you've got the publications of the, you know, the Taxi magazine, and you know, there's other ones. There should be stuff in that that should be promoting.
The trouble is, though, I mean, I've given out The Badge loads of times at Waterloo Station, and like Grant mentioned it earlier, that there are drivers who simply will not take the paper. They just simply, like, they dismiss you as if you're something on the back of their shoe.
That's where we have to focus on that positivity.
And there are other people, and I don't blame them, because, you know, doom and gloom, and they don't want to read it, and everyone's got a different, you know, mental health. You know, it can deteriorate your health reading bad news all the time, or reading even bad news. But it's actually the truth, though, even if it's the truth. Some people don't want to.
I can't blame them for that.
But, you know, at the end of the day, though, we need to sort of reach out to more people. But
These facts need to get out there, not just within a room like
well,
this.
These facts need to get out there to everybody. And when you talk about positivities, it is about what can we do about it. And that's what London Taxi PR is about. Do you know what I mean? It's about what can we get involved with? Because being involved, and we saw the groups that have come about, people felt despondent, they didn't know what to do, and getting involved in groups made them feel a lot better health-wise.
I agree. I mean, I think we've all been on a sort of, a downer mentally, a lot of us have, with work, especially if you really care about your job. I think we've all somewhere suffered mentally somewhere, you know, more than others, some worse than others, but, you know, it affects your health. And, you know, I really do think, though, if you get involved, I think it helps.
It does help.
If you, even if you're just doing something small, I think it can lift your mood. That's how I feel, anyway.
Well, that's it. Look out for them, folks. How big are these billboards? Proper billboard-sized billboards. There you go.
Proper billboard-sized billboards, yeah. they're was it 3.5 meters? Some of them 3.5 meters by 7 meters. One of them is, I think, what's the M25 one? It's
a big old long thing.
Ten meters by about, was it 4 meters high? So yeah, I mean, yeah, they're huge.
So there you go, folks. Well, look out for them. And that's done by Terry. He's been the photographer, and it's promoted out there by Lee from London Taxi PR. So get involved with London Taxi PR. How do they do that, Lee?
By simply going on to londontaxipr.com/donate.
There you go. And it ranges from £2
to £5 to £10 a month, whatever it is you want to contribute.
There you go. Can't be bad, can it?